Josie's show is originally recorded and aired live in front of a live internet audience. Any rebroadcast or redistribution of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without express permission of the producers. Thank you. Baggy Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show, special edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes to the show Billy Dean. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she actually thinks jelly beans are able to talk to her, Josie Passantino.
Funny liners are always just getting better and better. Yes, A plus for you. I am excited tonight. It's going to be such a great show. Welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, we have a show for you that we dedicate to our veterans in honor of Veterans Day. Billy Dean dropping by. Oh, he is on the phone lines. I'm so excited. We'll get to chat with him for a moment tonight, and we will have his new single, Wounded Warriors, tonight to play as well. And then a little later, we have some facts and infos on our veterans. So we have, it's going to be a great show. So let's get started. Here is Billy Dean. Hello.
Hey, Josie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Woo, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I'm doing wonderful on the eve of Veterans Day, and sure do thank you for remembering those veterans. That's great that you do a show around that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is a huge, huge topic that I was so happy to, of course, talk about, but I'm very excited to have you on and then play your single, Wounded Warriors. So I'm very excited to be playing those. So I'm excited.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. So I want to talk a little bit about this new single out, right now, Wounded Warriors, which we will get to play tonight. But first, can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you?
Absolutely. A friend of mine became a friend. Now he's a fellow Floridian. I'm from the state of Florida, and he was a piano tuner and a songwriter down there. And occasionally, people will give me music to listen to and give their opinion, my opinion about the song, what it's like and if I like it or what improvements I could do on it. And anyway, I just felt from Roger Stevens, when he wrote this song, Wounded Warrior, and I could just feel the honesty. He was really passionately tied to the message here. And there was a line in the song that really hit me. It's the line that the veteran says, the last thing that he thought he would have to fight for would be his pride. In other words, his pride when he comes back to this country of having, not really having any help, or at least having, a system that's broken. And so it was about the time that the veterans, a lot of the media was talking about the VA hospitals. And my dad, I spent a lot of time in VA hospitals myself because my dad was a wounded warrior. He was a World War II veteran, Purple Heart decorated. And I remember his struggles trying to get treatments and trying to get the benefits. And just felt ignored, and I remember the pain that he felt through that, and not just the physical pain, but the hurt. And I just felt like it was my duty to my father, and my dad lost two brothers in World War II. I just felt like it was my family duty to call attention to that through music, and just try to be a little bit of an activist for our veterans.
Right, right. And so, right when you heard this song, "Wounded Warriors," it really did, touch home for you. It had a great meaning for you. So you just jumped on it right away.
I think what surprised me the most is that how little attention that I had been paying to the subject, being the son of a veteran. I've been writing songs for, been writing rodeo songs. I've been writing radio songs, and I haven't been writing anything about, that's why, I didn't write this song. Roger Stevens wrote this song. And after we did this, and after I thought about it, it really made me change my attention and my focus of my music to this issue, because never just I think what I was most surprised about is is a little ashamed that I haven't given it more attention, you know, and thought, man, ooh, you know, it's time for me to work on this.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the first time I heard this song, I was in tears, honestly. And then the pictures that went along with it in a video, which I hope everyone checks out, yeah, it was just, it's very moving. You could understand every single thing. You could feel the pain. You could feel everything. And it's just such a fantastic song. You did such a great job on it, for real.
Thank you so much. Yes, you can, a couple of things. You can, if you go to BillyDean.com, the video is right there on the main page. Be on the kind of the left-hand side there. You can check it out. No doubt about it. Thank you so much for bringing that up, man. It's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. It really touched me, and I really hope, you know, everyone just goes to the website and checks it out. It'll touch you also. It's a great, great song. And I also understand that this song also sparked a movie that'll be titled Wounded Warriors, and where your single will also be featured within that movie. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's a group of filmmakers. You know, they're just independent. I think they're independent filmmakers that wanted to step up to the plate and try to call attention to this. I haven't met with them yet. I think they're in the stages of, I think they're crowdsourcing and fundraising some on that and trying to, use veterans in the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so creatively, I think we're going to be, this subject is going to be taking hold and taking root. It already has, really, because you think about it, one of the things, I think we as a citizen, mm-hmm. you know, of this country, pick our patriot arms back up and be worthy of the sacrifice these people are willing to lay their lives down. And I just want to make sure that while they're over there doing that for us, that we're over here, being mindful of it, and every day of the, as we go about our business of raising our kids, of going to work, starting businesses, doing charity work, being regular Americans,
right.
that we're responsible with that time. You know, live our life, because that's really what a veteran would say, man, live your life. It's while we're doing this. But I think it is our duty as we do that to make sure we're there for them when they come home.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. And if people want to find out, you know, more about this movie that your song will be featured in, they can go to woundedwarriorsmovie.com and they can check out all of that. And, you know, I know as an artist, when opportunities like this come along for such a powerful and touching song, that must be some of the greatest, you know, recording moments you have. When you were recording this song, was it really difficult to kind of, you know, sing it? I mean, was it very emotional for you?
I have to tell you, in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
it was just another day in the studio for me, singing, you know, on the microphone. Doing my job. And the more, as the day went on, and I had to sing this song, you know, several times, and we were shooting a video of it, that lyric just got inside my body. I mean, it really did. It just sort of really got my attention. It woke something up. My wife has even said, you know, something, there's a voice that has woken up inside you, something that, you know, from growing up with a veteran in our house,
mm-hmm.
you know, my dad. And I'll tell you this, it inspired another song I wrote with the great Larry Gatlin from the Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers.
Right.
Just about 3 weeks ago, he and I wrote a song as a little message back to the terrorist. It's called An American with a Remington. And this thing went viral in 24 hours. It reached over 1 million people, and by the end of the week, it had reached 16 million people. And Fox News calls, and we go up on Fox News, Larry and I, and we sing it. And I really do think, and I'm very happy to say, that I do feel a resurgence of patriotism, arising in the country again. And that puts a smile on my face. It really does. It feels like that you're on the winning team, you know?
Yeah. Right, right. And if someone wants to hear that song, where can they go? Where's the best place for that one?
You can download that on iTunes. Tomorrow will be the last day that it will be available on iTunes, Veterans Day. We wanted our veterans to be able to hear it. We're going to take it down after tomorrow because, and I'd love to come back and tell you about the really exciting things that's happening with the song. A lot of iconic artists are working with that, and that's why we're taking it down on iTunes after Veterans Day, because there's a massive project that they're going to be doing with that, and which is going to also include an album for myself, which the Wounded Warrior, which you're playing, will be included on as well, with the Remington song, along with a couple of, I haven't even done an album in probably 3 years, maybe, and you know, you don't do an album until something really, just draws you to, a theme, and this has definitely been a theme that's happened. So anyway, I'm excited about it.
You should be. That is so exciting, and we would love to have you back on to talk more and promote whatever you would like to promote. We would love that. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And I thought this was perfect timing to get you on, especially since, you know, the song will be taken down on Veterans Day. So now you got it. Everyone, please get it. Make sure you get it.
Yeah, the day after Veterans Day, it'll be gone. But thank you so much. And, of course, the Wounded Warrior, I know you're telling people a lot of places they can support our veterans. And we appreciate it, America. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I know you have you have to get to a performance tonight, but we just wanted to thank you so, so much for stopping by, and I'm very excited to play Wounded Warriors. I'm excited.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Jesse. We appreciate it, and love your show, and continue more success.
Oh, thank you so much. That means that means the world. Thank you so much, and I would love to have you back on anytime.
You got it.
Awesome. Perfect. It's a deal. All right. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Billy Dean, everybody. That applause is definitely needed here. I think it's the perfect time to go to this wonderful single, Billy Dean. Here we go, Wounded Warriors. Let's play it right now.
First time that he fought was for his country. When he left in 68 for Vietnam, he willingly left all his friends and family, 'cause he heard the pleading voice of Uncle Sam. And on that fateful night, when he almost lost his life, he knew right then he'd never be the same. Now the soldier fears defeat as he shuffles on the street, as he looks up to the heavens and the rain. You'll see him in our town and in our city, and you might not feel his pain as he walks by. The words alone just cannot tell his story, but you'll see it if he looks you in the eye. Scars that never heal, the friends he left behind, for him that jungle war is still alive. It's a never-ending battle that he's fighting every day, this wounded warrior struggling to survive. And the faded purple heart that he holds on to is the only recognition of the man who gave up every dream that he ever had so that we could still have freedom in this land. And in the sleepless night, he relived those memories wounded warrior struggling to survive. Well, I guess that you could say it kinda took him by surprise, 'cause the last thing that he thought he'd have to fight for was his prize. Oh, the last thing that he thought he'd have to fight for was his prize. Was his prize.
And that was Wounded Warriors. And just a little bit more info about it. It was written by Roger Stevens and sung by, of course, Billy Dean. And a little bit more information, you could check out more about Billy Dean at billydean.com. And also, if you want to keep in touch, you know, find out more about the movie that Billy Dean's song will be featured in, you can go to woundedwarriorsmovie.com. So make sure you check it all out so you can keep up to date. They gave up their own dreams and plans to fight for our country so we can continue to live with the freedoms we know. So when they come back, it is important that we honor them for all they have done and give them the support they need after all they experienced while they were away and all they still experience once they return. And the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that post-traumatic stress disorder afflicts almost 31% of Vietnam veterans, as many as 10% of Gulf War, Desert Storm veterans, and 11% of veterans of the war in Afghanistan. PTSD is real, and there are millions suffering from it. But also, there are many great nonprofit organizations that help our veterans if you wish to get involved. And you can check out Gary Sinise Foundation and Faces of Heroes, Disabled Veterans of America, Vietnam Veterans of America, and Paralyzed Veterans of America. Those are just to name a few. There's so many more, but those are a few that I got to research. So check that out if you want to get involved and help our veterans. And also, you know, we are running out of time here, but I really want to get to some more Josie Show announcements before we go. This special edition, we would love to thank Keith Bradford, NBRN.FM radio. He's, you know, thank you so much, Keith, for helping set this up. And this will be re-aired on his station at a later date, so watch out for that. I'll post all the details after the show. And we are in the early stages of planning our 2015 Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show Event Spectacular. And we are currently seeking sponsors, so please go to josieshowawards.com and click on the sponsorship tab to see all of the details, you know, to see all the available sponsor levels and what they offer to give you extreme promotion at and around the event. For any questions, please just contact Tina at 331-442-5833. And we seek to have this event at a major venue in Nashville, and it'll be all genre. Like the Josie Show, we're all genre, so I'm very excited about that. And also this coming Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Michelle Brown with the Sawdust Road Band, Jimmy Wilson, and Rebby Mel. And we will also debut a brand new song for you right here on the Josie Show, so make sure to tune in for all of those details. It's going to be a great night, so please make sure to note that on your calendar. It's going to be a great show. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show special edition with our special guest, Billy Dean, right here at josieshow.com. Good night, everybody. should have